Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Good morning. You're listening to WYLL AM 580. To keep up with Illinois public media news throughout the day, be sure to visit us on our website, wyll.illinois.edu. Now with the pre-opening market report, here's Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Chris, and good Thursday morning, everyone. The Commerce Department today says that the U.S. trade deficit expanded more than expected in January, fueled by a pickup in oil imports. The U.S. deficit in international trade of goods and services grew almost 17% to $44.45 billion, from a revised $38.14 billion the month before. The U.S. exported more cars, capital goods such as machinery, and food during the month. Overall exports fell 1.2% as international petroleum sales shrank. Imports overall grew by 1.7% in January. This morning, USDA released its latest export sales report for the week ending February 28th. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat this year, 22.7. Next year, 7.7. Corn this year, -2.0. Next year, 8.1. And soybeans this year, 14.4. And next year, 36.4. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 14,327, is up 31.5 points. The NASDAQ is sitting, well, at 3223, and it is up almost 1 point. And the S&P 500, 1541, it is up about 0.5 of 1 point. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Most of the snow associated with this latest Alberta Clipper that moved through the Midwest has come to an end. We do still have a little bit of snow falling in some of the easternmost parts of the Midwest this morning, and that will likely continue to for a little while, but for all practical purposes, this snow event is over. And we did end up seeing some impressive snow accumulations across much of the region from eastern Iowa and southern portions of Wisconsin, as well as northern Illinois over to Ohio, where we did see totals run anywhere from 4 to around 11 inches. Generally, there were some local totals that did get up to around 13 inches in northern portions of Illinois. Travel has certainly been a problem across this corridor in the last 24 hours, with a number of airports being closed and some hazardous travel across even the roadways. But things will start to get better today. In fact, we'll already be seeing warmer temperatures moving back across the region as we move on into the day tomorrow and on into Friday. And with a warming trend, we'll likely start melting that snow. The unfortunate part is that we'll see a storm system coming into the Midwest from the Central Plains, and that storm system is likely to generate some additional rainfall on top of the melting snow. And the combination of the two will likely cause some ponding of water in some locations, and we'll probably hear about some local flooding. I don't think that necessarily, though, we're going to do any harm to any of our winter wheat crop in low-lying areas under this set of circumstances. It all really comes down to how much rain we'll get over the course of the Sunday-Monday time period as that storm system from the plains moves into the region. Well, early indications here would suggest that the majority of the precipitation will probably be of the order of about 0.4 of an inch to an inch, with a few pockets of greater totals out there. Some of those greater amounts will probably occur in a band where we'll expect to see some strong thunderstorms to occur, and that will occur from parts of southeastern Missouri into the heart of eastern Illinois and western portions of Indiana. It's a little soon to put a lot of money down on this band of heavier rainfall, but if it does occur, we could see totals getting over 2 inches, perhaps, in a few locations. I really think that it'll probably end up being a little bit lighter and probably not necessarily concentrated on the area I just described. Nevertheless, rain will fall in many areas of the Midwest, and that, combined with the melting snow, will create the issues with standing water in quite a few locations. We still have a lot of frost on the ground in the northern parts of the region, so the water will not be soaking very deep into the soil. In the meantime, that storm system expected to develop this weekend across the central U.S. plains is going to take a path a little bit further to the north than what was advertised previously. That means the state of Iowa will do much better on precipitation with this event than what was suggested yesterday. I do think that we'll see probably 0.4 to 1 inch of moisture across the state, and a lot of the precipitation will likely occur as rain and then rain changing to snow. There will be a band of heavy snowfall coming out of parts of Nebraska through the northwest and maybe north-central parts of Iowa to Wisconsin, including southern portions of Minnesota. And that band could generate some 3 to 6 and local 9-inch amounts of accumulation. Again, it's going to depend on just how much cold air gets on the backside of the storm. It does look like a lot of the precipitation will start off as rain and then rain changing to snow at some point in time. Now, the temperatures across the Midwest are going to be still on the cool side yet today. We'll be looking at afternoon highs mostly in the 30s with some 20s in the northwest, maybe a few 40-degree readings near the Missouri and lower Ohio rivers. We'll look for high temperatures tomorrow to run mostly in the 30s and 40s across the Midwest. Further warming will occur on Friday with highs in the 40s and 50s with some 60s showing up in the far southwest. And there will also be a few 30s still occurring across the Great Lakes region. Additional warming may occur Saturday before we start to cool down with the late weekend and early week storm system. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey. Your dream, our promise.
Let's look at the overnight electronic trade in Kansas City. May wheat at 729 is up 4.5. July, 736, up 4.5. March wheat in Chicago, 677.25, up 1. May, 689.25, up 5.5. March corn, 708.75, up 3/4. May, 687.75, down 3/4. December, 544.5, up 1/4. March soybeans, 1488.5, up 4. May, 1469.75, up 3.75. November, 1276.75, now 77 even, down 1.75. March soybean meal, 436.70, up 2.50. May, 437, up 1.70. March soybean oil, 50.08, up 2. May, 50.25, down a penny. April live cattle, 128.92.5, up 12.5. March feeders, 140.95, up 2.5. And April lean hogs at 80.45, they are up 1.20. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
What did you make of the export sales report from this morning?
Well, it was very poor on corn. It was decent on wheat and not bad on beans when you combine the two. But the corn went pretty negative, or -2 on this year's and only 8 for next year. So that's continuation of the poor exports we've had on corn. The bean one has helped beans stay up 3 to 4, 14 million for this year and 36 plus for next. So that's a pretty good number. We aren't slowing down exports at all on the beans, and we're still getting stuff from China due to the South American problem with getting it, onto the ships.
Who was getting out of the corn market yesterday?
I think funds in general getting out, and people worried about economic news out of China slowing down and Europe maybe slowing down.
Were the non-commercials also bailing yesterday, do you think?
I don't know that they were. I think it's mostly funds just saying, hey, look at that stock market. Let's move our money there and just getting out of all commodities.
What do you think that the dip in corn off the technicals tells us?
It tells us that people aren't very interested in being in the market on corn, and we are going to go lower.
Hmm. And what about the wheat market? The wheat market has been very interesting. People looking for a bottom, and just every time you think it's there, it surprises and it goes lower again.
Yeah, I mean, I've had 3 or 4 people doing technical stuff on wheat that they think they're at the bottom. They buy, and they get stopped out 20 cents lower. And they bought again last night thinking that we're going to turn around. Well, wheat's up a little right now, but, are we really going to turn around or not? The problem with wheat is it's grown, it's harvested almost every month of the year around the world. Almost every country grows it, and it's available. So that makes wheat kind of no really trend of when it's going to be up or down, except at major countries' harvest times. And it's just hard to deal with right now on the world supply. Even though we're feeding more, you would think it would be going up due to all the feeding that we're doing worldwide.
Thank you much, Pete.
Have a great one, Dave.
You too. Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Your update, March wheat in Kansas City, it isn't trading. It hasn't traded in the last session or two now. The May at 729, up 4.5. And the July at 736 is up 4.5. March wheat in Chicago, 677.25, up 1. The May, 689.25, up 5.5. March corn, 708.25, up 0.25. May, 688, down 0.5. December, 544.5, up 0.25. March beans, 1488.5, up 4. May, 1470.25, up 4.25. Novies, 1277.5, down 1.25. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.